High heat, humidity, polluted air. It's a terrible day to spend outdoors. How do you stay healthy in these conditions?
Joining us, Dr. Christopher Lang with George Washington University Hospital and Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Lang.
Oh, thanks for having me.
When it gets this bad, you know, there are a number of folks who are like, it's not so bad. I can run in the heat of the day. I can do this. Why shouldn't they?
Well, you know, the problem with this type of weather is it can really sneak up on you. And so if you're not well hydrated and really take good care of yourself, you know, you can go from, you know, very basic, you know, heat-related illness, you know, minor severity like cramps, you know, little signs of dehydration like a dry mouth and so forth, to potential, you know, full-out heat stroke, which is an emergency.
So give us some tips. How do we keep cool and how do we keep hydrated? What do you suggest here?
Well, the most important thing with all this is prevention, and prevention is staying inside the most that you possibly can. I think there's some of us that have occupations that require us to be outside in this type of weather, and you know, if so, there's proper prevention techniques that you can utilize. First off is dehydration or rehydration, which is essentially making sure that you know you have enough water or sports drinks on board prior to you going outside. And usually we recommend, you know, during these types of days that you drink between 2 and 3 liters of non-caffeinated, non-alcoholic, non-carbonated beverages. You also then look at preparing yourself as far as how you keep yourself protected. And one of the things is wearing very loose type of clothing, but also clothing that covers your whole body. So very loose cotton type of clothing, a wide-brimmed hat that can reflect the sun, doesn't absorb it. And then also, you know, being in areas that have shade and allowing the shade to provide further shelter for you from the sun.
All right. Thanks so much for the tips, Dr. Lang. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Christopher Lang with George Washington University Hospital.